I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Appealing to people's righteousness when it's much easier for them to do something that wasn't quite so righteous, they're going to do the thing that's not quite so righteous simply because it was easier, not because people are evil.
Stay all day.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. Congratulations on tuning in to the best show on earth, where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to occur. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy to put all this into action and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you have the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's episode. Today's topic is increasing your fluidity. Fluidity. This is actually one of the four tenets that Robert Greene espouses it in the introduction to one of my favorite books, The 50th Law. He says there are four specific attributes to the fearless types that he goes on to describe in the book. Well, he and 50 Cent go on to describe in the book, and one of them is fluidity. If you want to know the other three, read the damn book. Again, it's called The 50th Law. But this definition of this word fluidity is the state of being unsettled or unstable, changeability. Your ability to stay unstable, stay unsettled, meaning you're not locking yourself into one way of thinking or one way of doing things or one way of looking at life. That's what I mean when I'm talking about fluidity here today. Your changeability. How willing are you and able are you to adapt to change, adopt change, and be changed? Change your mind, change your actions, change the things that you're doing, change your opinions about certain things. Because I find that all of us as human beings, especially the older we get, we become too rigid and very easily set in our ways, quote unquote. When you hear people talk about being set in their ways, they're on their way down the mountain. Okay, if you're growing and changing, you're going up the mountain. Doesn't matter what age you are. As soon as you get set in your ways, I don't care if you're 25 or you're 75. When you're set in your ways, you are going down the mountain. Whenever you hear an old person say that, and sometimes you can hear a 15-year-old kid say that they're set in their ways. But this episode is for all of us. I don't care what age you are. This is about increasing your fluidity, your state of being unsettled, unstable, and changeable in life. Point number one, when there is change, when change occurs anywhere in your life, and we all know that change will occur because we've seen it occur already in our lives many different times. Oftentimes, change occurs when we're not expecting it or we don't even want it to happen, but it does happen anyway. We can't unchange it. This is what you need to do. Go with the change instead of fighting against the change. Now, that's a simple enough principle, but how often? Well, we'll exclude you for now. You can think of yourself on your own time. But right now, how often have you seen someone resisting a change that obviously it was inevitable by the point that they, by the time that they notice that the change is happening, they see it's inevitable and that it's going to be what it's going to be. But this person continued to resist the change, whether they were physically, tangibly resisting the change or they were just mentally resisting the change. Have you seen that in anyone? What about in yourself? Have you ever resisted a change? Like, okay, obviously things are not the same as they were, but you continue to think the same way, to act the same way to your detriment because you just did not want to change. This first point is to go with that change. I'll take you back to June 1st, 1999. That date may not be significant to you, and it could be significant to you once I tell you what it was, but you didn't think of the date. I went and looked up the date so everyone knew what it was. June 1st, 1999 was the day that the music industry changed forever, because instead of buying an entire CD to get some music, now, as of June 1st, 1999, we could, what they call this word, I put this word in quotations because it was a new word introduced to the language at the time, download a single song. Nobody was talking about downloading, at least not the way that we do now. It wasn't a normal part of the English lingo back then, June 1st, 1999. This new application, this new platform called Napster, N-A-P-S-T-E-R. Some of you remember Napster. Napster was the culprit. What it did was flip everything in music upside down. Now, you could download a single song. So if I wanted to hear the new Jay-Z song or the new Dr. Dre song or the new fill in the blank, any artist that you like song, Tim McGraw song, Faith Hill song, instead of me having to go out and buy the whole CD, and I didn't even like the whole CD, all I had to do was pick the one song that I wanted to download. Not only could I only choose just one song by itself, I didn't even have to pay for it. I could get the song for free. Imagine what that did to the music industry, where they knew they would sell, every time somebody liked a couple songs or even one song from the artist that that label had signed, they were going to sell an entire CD because that was the only way to get it, unless somebody wanted to just listen to the radio and hope the song came on, or try to cassette tape it. Like, we used to tape stuff on the cassette tapes when we heard it come on the radio. Again, some of you know what I'm talking about. Many of you may not. But anyway, the music industry executives realized, wait a minute. Now, instead of them buying the whole CD when they like our artist's one song, instead of the artist making one song and the whole album's garbage, but the song is great, we're still going to sell the whole album. Now, they're only going to get that one song, and they're going to download it for free, which means none of us are going to make any money whatsoever. So then they went and got with iTunes. It took several years. It took about 5 years. They went and got with iTunes / Apple, and then they started selling the singles, individual songs, for 99 cents. But that didn't really last long, because eventually people said, well, why even buy one song? I could just download one song as easily as I can buy it, or maybe one person will buy it, and then they would rip that song off of whatever platform they got it from, and they would share it online. And then even Napster, a site like Napster, a lot of people don't know, it only lasted 3 years. Napster was only around for 3 years, but then several other platforms came right after it. I don't even remember the names of those, but I'm sure some of you who know this time period that I'm talking about, you can think of your favorite, your chosen download site, your chosen application that you use to download and maybe upload yourself songs around this time. The music industry tried to fight it. They did ad campaigns urging people, hey, buy music, because if you don't buy the music, your favorite artist is not going to make money. They were appealing to people's righteousness, which was a major complete fail. All right, appealing to people's righteousness when it's much easier for them to do something that wasn't quite so righteous, they're going to do the thing that's not quite so righteous simply because it was easier, not because people are evil. Music industry, you know what else they did? I don't know if y'all know about this, but people actually got arrested for downloading too many songs or downloading a lot of music on their laptops, because, you know, with IP addresses, you can trace who's downloading what. There were people who actually had police sent to their homes, and they were arrested for downloading music off the internet back in the early 2000s. And I'm not talking some music mastermind who was like selling stuff and he was just this big full-time, full enterprise criminal. I'm talking teenage kids were being arrested for downloading music. Yes, this actually happened. You can Google it and find the stories. And this was a major fail, because you can't arrest everybody. You arrest a couple people trying to make stories out of them, but I'm sure none of these cases went far and none of those people did any jail time, at least as far as just thinking about it logically. But maybe some of them did. You read the stories and you tell me if you find something different. Music industry also tried shutting down any illegal spread of music. Some music got leaked out there and you went out to try to download it. Let's say, for example, the new Lil Wayne song came out and you wanted to download it. So you go on all these sites trying to find, you will look up Lil Wayne, then you put the name of the song, you type in MP3 because you knew you could get the download. And then site after site, they were just being removed, or this act, the DCMA act, or the government did this and this site's been shut down. Websites were getting shut down. People would upload a song somewhere and download link would be live for maybe 30 minutes or an hour. And then the people who worked at the companies, what record companies started doing, they would hire people whose job it was all day was to scour the internet and find music by this artist, that artist, that artist, artists that were signed to that label, and get those songs taken down off those free download links so people can't download the music for free. And therefore, this was the record label's logic, that if there's nowhere people can download it for free, they'll eventually say, oh, all right, I'll just go buy it. That was a super duper fail. That didn't work. Because you cannot stop the spread of something once it gets onto the internet. Somebody's going to copy it. Somebody's going to download it. Then there's another person, another person, another person. It's like that game at the arcade where the gophers are popping up and you got that big hammer and you got to bang on the gopher's head. And as soon as you bang on one gopher's head, another one pops up, then another one pops up. And no matter how many you bang on, another one's going to pop up. It's kind of like plugging a dam with one of your fingers. As soon as you plug one hole in that dam, another one's going to pop up, and another one's going to pop up. You're going to run out of hands, you're going to run out of fingers and toes, and eventually the dam is going to break and the water is going to overcome you, and the water is going to start controlling you instead of you controlling the dam. The music industry tried this. The internet was too big. And finally, people, almost 15 years after Napster changed everything in June 1st, 1999. 15 years later, the music industry finally figured it out. Now we have streaming music. And though it seems like a natural progression, right? Buy the physical item. Okay, now we got the internet and downloads. Okay, let's just make it available to stream so we can at least control it. We get statistics on it. We know what exactly is happening. We can charge people for the streaming service. You imagine that it took 15 years for the music industry to figure that out? Now it's a normal thing. It took them 15 years to figure it out. Not because people are stupid. Not because the music industry didn't understand the internet. There were some very wise people working in those companies who very well understood the internet. The problem was the people in charge, the powers that be, were very resistant to change. So they tried to maintain what they already had instead of going with the change that was inevitable. And eventually they figured it out after losing a whole lot of time, a whole lot of money, and a whole lot of opportunity. Point number two, today's topic again is increasing your fluidity in life, which is your state of changeability. Do not get too comfortable with any one way of doing things. This is what we just talked about with the music industry. They got so comfortable with it that they just couldn't do anything different because of just the inertia. The fact that we've been doing it this way for since the beginning of the music industry. Who knows how long that had been? And now in 3 years, we're supposed to change everything? Yes. They decided they didn't want to do that. Understanding in life that since everything changes and anything that is working too well for you, this is the thing you should understand. Those of you who are on that success path in any form of any area of life, you're on that path to success. Anything that you're doing is working really well for you, this is what's going to happen. You're going to get some competition. It will be upset by number one, competition / copycats. People come in and they see that you're doing well with something, so they're going to come in and start doing the same thing. B, it will be upset by opposition. There will be people trying to stop you from succeeding for whatever reason. Maybe just for the fact that you're standing out amongst so many others, you're standing out. There'll be people who go against you just because of the fact that you're doing well, not because you're doing anything wrong. See, your success will be upset by a wise person who will try to use your strategy against you. Whatever you're doing that is working well, someone's going to try to take that and flip it around on you and use it against you. This is exactly what these applications that allows you to download individual songs did to the music industry. They noticed that the music industry would get an album that had 15 songs on it, but only two of the songs were good, but they would sell the whole album to a person who wanted those two songs. So if I wanted just one song off the new DMX album, I had to buy the whole DMX album in order to get that one song. And somebody said, okay, this is the strategy that they're using. They're able to get a full retail price, even if it's only one good song on the album. So what are we going to do? We're going to flip that around and we're going to let people get that one good song without having to buy the album at all. They used the music industry's strategy against them. This is what happens to you when you're very successful for a long period of time, especially when it becomes publicly noted. And public can be a small environment. The public could be everybody in the world. So the public does not necessarily mean that you had to be famous and like you can't walk through the mall or anything like that. It can be in your little ecosystem / environment that you become known. Somebody's going to try to use that strategy against you, try to use the exact opposite strategy to try to defeat you. Because why? Because it works. It works in a world of strategy. If you want to preempt that, I suggest you read The 33 Strategies of War by Robert Greene. So make sure that you're not getting too comfortable, because these things will happen as you achieve and accumulate success. People are going to notice. And when people notice things, people are going to do things. Point number three. Today's topic again is how to increase your fluidity, your changeability, your state of changeability in life. Remember that life is all about change. Life is a constant change. Look at yourself. Look at yourself 5 years ago and look at you now. Think of the type of person or how you'll be different. Maybe your location will be different. Your family will be different. Your voice will be different. Your body will be different. The way you think will be different 5 years from now than it is today. We are constantly changing at all times. So never get so comfortable in any one spot. And when I say one spot, I mean maybe a geographical location, a profession, a career, a job that you're working at, a business that you're running, a product that you're selling, an opinion that you have, a perspective that you have, a way of thinking, some information that you think will never change. Never get too comfortable in any one spot that you forget how to move. This is what happened to the music industry. They got so comfortable in the spot of being able to sell that whole 15-track album, even if there weren't 15 good songs on that album, that they forgot how to move. They were not ready for the change that was coming their way, and they were overtaken by that change. And it took them many, many years, and they lost a whole lot of money. I mean, think about how many songs you downloaded. How many songs slash albums, and you don't have to announce this because who knows, music industry may try to send somebody after you if you announce it. How many songs slash albums did you download slash consume that you did not pay for between the year 2000 and we could even go up to now, 2018? I mean, now a lot of us have streaming services and maybe we get the free Pandora or something like that. But how many albums did you just straight up download? You weren't signed up to any service. You weren't paying anything by the month. You just downloaded a song or downloaded an album that otherwise would have cost you money. Let's say if you charged yourself $15 for each album you downloaded and 99 cents for each individual song you downloaded, how much money did you steal from the music industry? Don't announce it. Again, do not announce this. I'm giving you strict orders to not announce this anywhere, okay? We're just doing this hypothetically, all right? This is just a make-believe thing, quote-unquote make-believe, okay? How much money did the music industry lose that would have came out of your pocket because of the fact that they were resistant to change? I don't think you're an evil person. I don't consider you a criminal because technically what you did is criminal if we're just going to keep it real. But I don't consider you a criminal. You're not a person who's looking around for ways to commit crime, okay? It's just the music industry was so resistant to change that they brought this upon themselves. And people did what was convenient for them. You make something easy for people to do, they're going to do it. If they can benefit from it, they're going to do the thing that is easiest as possible in order to achieve that benefit. This is what human beings do. We all do it. The people in the music industry did it. It was easy for them to benefit from selling that 15 song album, even though it was only one good song on the album. It was only when they were forced to adapt that they finally adapted. And what caused them to be forced to adapt? Not the fact that things changed, the fact that they weren't making any money. That's what caused them to change. If you want to get people to move, money is one way to move people to action most of the time in life. Just think about it. Again, this third point again is remembering that life is about constant change. So don't get so comfortable you forget how to move, because you will need to move, and it'll be hard for you to move if your wheels get rusty. You're going to need some WD-40. Have you ever needed some WD-40 and you didn't have any? It's really frustrating because you know what it can do if you had it, but you just didn't have it. Now, what if you didn't even know it existed and you just got some rusty wheels? You might have to throw the whole contraption in the garbage because there's nothing you can do about it once it gets rusted. Well, there is something you can do about it, and it is today's topic, which is increasing your fluidity, defined as the state of being unsettled or unstable, changeability. Point number one, recapping today's topic. Number one, go with change instead of fighting against it. This is what the music industry fought against it. This is the transgression of this point. They fought against the change and they lost themselves a whole lot of money and a lot of time. And a lot of artists lost a lot of money and a lot of time in this period because nobody knew what to do. Quote unquote, nobody knew what to do until they finally figured it out almost 15 years later. Number two, do not get too comfortable with any one way of doing things. The more you do something, and especially when it is successful, someone or something will come around to upset that by competition, copycatting, opposing you, trying to stop you. A wise person will use a strategy against you. You may see all three of those the more successful you are, depending on the magnitude of your success. So stay on your toes. And number three, remember that life is about constant change. Don't get so comfortable that you forget how to move, because at some point you will need to move. It'll be very hard to move if you haven't moved for a long time. You don't get up out of bed for 2 weeks. You need a physical therapist just to learn how to walk again. That's a fact. Look it up. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read the Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life, with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to the Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work On Your Game.